Betty is an all-female singing trio which started out in Washington, D.C., but over the past few years, they've attracted something of a cult following through their concerts, club dates, and appearances on Scott Simon's NPR show on Saturday mornings. The group is comprised of Allison Palmer and sisters Bitsy and Amy Ziff. They've just released their first album. Critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
I used to think that actor and comedian Bill Murray had perfected the art of being simultaneously smug and goofy. Then last fall, I saw Betty in concert. Bill, I hate to break it to you, but you've been slimed. On stage, the three Bettys bounce from keyboard to cello to drum machine, dancing like drops of cooking oil hitting a hot skillet. They also mix and match stage roles, sometimes clowning around, sometimes coming on like vixens or tough rock and rollers, and undercutting every attitude with irony. Some of the people in the audience on the night I saw Betty looked confused, as though they came expecting a sexy group like Heart and instead got the Marx Brothers in drag. But if Betty's dance moves and affects are unpredictable, their vocal timing is split-second precise, and their lyrics as pointed as any of Dorothy Parker's aphorisms. Here's a characteristic Betty moment from the group's album.
You put my love, love no more through the test. Love no more tubes and all. Love no more. I won't be your experiment. Mr. Amoeba. Go ahead and split, Mr. Amoeba Man. I can't divide my love once again. Go ahead and split, Mr. Amoeba Man.
Betty's songs and monologues hit all the familiar girl group themes. Falling in love, unrequited love, and losing your lover to another woman. In their smart-alecky way, Betty also sings about the delicious power women feel when they mold themselves into sex objects. Of course, Madonna plays with this subject, too. Some Madonna theorists point out that she chooses to dress like a harem girl, so she isn't demeaning herself. Instead, Madonna is flaunting the power she has over the men who can't tear their eyes away from her. In songs like Ms. Snake, Betty confesses the even naughtier secret that women sometimes transform themselves into slithering temptresses, not only to ensnare men, but to make other women miserable. But Betty also demonstrates sisterly solidarity in songs like Wolf Woman, a sweet tribute to a woman with big teeth and excess facial hair who always spends her full moon evenings alone. Betty's sly silliness is ideal for those full moon evenings when you need a laugh and the I Love Lucy reruns are done for the day. You can't quite dance to Betty's music, which is why the three Bettys look so clumsy on stage and why they'll probably never have a hit. But dancing interferes with listening, and you wouldn't want to miss the erotic subtext of Betty's version of Petticoat, excuse me, that's Betticoat Junction.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. Betty will perform at the Bottom Line in New York, June 7th and 8th, and at Club Cabaret in Boston, June 13th to the 23rd. Betty's new album is called Hello, Betty.